Tomorrow is the National Basketball Association draft. The Houston Rockets played so badly this past season that they won the right to pick first, and they're expected to choose 7'5" Yao Ming of China. Another first-round pick is expected to be a Brazilian. That's right, somewhere along the line, since American soccer fans began complaining about the insulation of our sports culture, our homegrown sport has gone global. The NBA has had stars from Germany, Yugoslavia, Nigeria, France, not to mention several Canadians. Sports writer Alexander Wolf has written about the global spread of basketball in the book Big Game, Small World, A Basketball Adventure, and he joins us from Norwich, Vermont. Alex Wolf, you've seen Yao Ming play. What's he like?
Well, I saw him as an 18-year-old, and he was a string bean back in 1998, and saw him again in Sydney at the Olympics, and he'd filled out a little bit. And now in the pre-draft camp in Chicago, where he worked out from some NBA teams, he's close to 300 pounds over those 7'5", which means he's much better suited for the NBA bump and grind. On the other hand, the Lakers sent notice this year that nobody is going to out-bump and grind Shaquille O'Neal. So it will be interesting to see whether his incredible shooting and passing skills will be more valuable away from the basket. He may end up being the first 7'5" player who plays on the perimeter.
Now, tell us a little bit about the league in which Yao Ming has played. You write about Chinese basketball, that when they set up a basketball league, one of the, I'm not sure if it was stated openly or simply a fact of life, that the army team had to win.
But even more interesting about the Chinese league is up until a few years ago, they didn't even keep individual statistics, so much a part of the ideology being that you work for the good of the group. And I think it's that mentality that Yao Ming is starting to break out of, and he's going to have to break out of if he's going to give the Rockets everything they expect.
Yeah, you're right. Back in the Cultural Revolution, if you did too well individually, you were in trouble.
They called struggle meetings. The coaches would call emergency meetings at which players who tried to stand out from the group were denounced by their teammates, which it seems to us to be wholly ridiculous. But that was the way of thinking, and I think one of the reasons that basketball has become so popular in China, NBA ball, and Michael Jordan, is that Jordan himself was this great transitional figure. Though he was a great individual player, he also had a style and a bearing that seemed to support the group.
Another country to be represented, it seems, in the first round of the NBA draft is Brazil. Tell us a bit about the player and Brazilian basketball.
Well, the player is about 6'11". He's known as Nene. This would be the first NBA player to go by a mononym, and I think it speaks well of how far the NBA game has spread. People say he's very similar to Hakeem Olajuwon, a very, very good athlete, perhaps the best in the draft, a power forward, still pretty raw. But NBA scouts and general managers are ready to wait 2, 3, 4 years now to see if a player will develop.
Well, do you think that basketball in the post-Jordan era is going to continue to compete and someday perhaps be as big as the international sport that's having its World Cup right now as we speak?
One of the things about basketball is that it's connected with the young the world over. I would not make the case that it's more popular worldwide than soccer right now. But among the cohort of about age 14 to perhaps 25, it's right there with soccer. And the other thing basketball has going for it is, as it has been in the States, it's incredibly well adapted for urban environments. And we have around the world mega cities forming, places like Kuala Lumpur, Sao Paulo. Throughout Asia and Latin America, you see this phenomenon in Africa too. And wherever there's urbanization, basketball is going to flourish. And I'm not saying that the next great NBA point guard is going to be a Malaysian, but I am saying we have to keep an eye on these places because they're going to be seedbeds for the game.
Alexander Wolf, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Alexander Wolf is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated and the author of Big Game, Small World, A Basketball Adventure.